back. And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back, and we back. And we back, and we back, yeah, yeah. Hey, this ain't no intro, this the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye, I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the holiest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it heard. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is a
talk to the serpent, that's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined, told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early, I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready, tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away, you gotta fight for your way. But that don't take nothing away, cause at the end of the day,
music is all we got.
Music is all we got.
Music is all we got. Oh, no, no, no. So we might as well give it all we got.
Hello.
And we back.
Are we, is this on?
Unclear.
I think it's happening. Wait. Hello? Okay, it's working.
Okay.
welcome back to So Fresh, Fresh So Fine with C139. Still working on that.
Yeah.
We are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5, classic radio.
Kind of butchered that more.
Yep, sorry.
We're currently having some technical difficulties in the studio. So,
whoa, first day back.
There's only one mic working, so we're getting real close and cuddly in the studio.
We're
but it's
using
okay
because
it's a little chilly outside.
Yeah,
some
we're
nice cuddling
getting a little cozy.
Going
on. The changing of the seasons.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw the Facebook post.
So, Emily, would you like to introduce our...
Oh, I'm not Emily. I'm a...
Oh, sorry. Real Deal.
Real Deal and Vitamin G.
Vitamin G.
Gotta get the names back.
So, what's our topic for tonight?
Wet, hot American summer. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew.
I gotta
so
get that.
So, yeah, me and Em had some pretty lively summers, you know? Just living it up, working
right.
Life 9 to 5.
Yep, always working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I
was a camp counselor, and Emily was your dreamy lifeguard pool operator.
That's right. And to celebrate that, while we are doing some fun technical changes, because we don't know how to work the soundboard, we're going to listen to a hit to reflect
wait
our working lifestyles.
I got a better one.
9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
I got a better one.
Which one?
Wait, we'll play that one.
We'll get back to you. So, in the words of Rob Toscano, hit the track. What? No, we have to turn the... Shoot. 1 second. Okay. Aux one. Okay, here we go. Off.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the...
Yeah, the mic on.
She changed the song.
We're changing.
It's not my fault.
No one wants Dolly Parton on the
I wanted
back.
Dolly Parton.
I didn't.
Okay.
Hit the track.
Try me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You might go back, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody touched me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams like the reaction. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, all my sleep, a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. For me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me that, 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 that. Just love me by that work, work.
To get done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one.
We just fixed everything, just saying.
When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me. Build all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick a time and a place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the
work, 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 work. For me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me that, 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 that. Just love me by that work, 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 work.
We got everything fixed.
Yep.
We're all stars.
So anyway, we're just really...
You need to get the microphone. Speaking of the microphone.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't really hear you.
You can't?
Well, I'm clear.
Try...
Can you hear me?
I barely. Oh, wrong mic. Sorry. How about now?
Okay, well, you can...
You're at mic... Okay.
Mic four.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Hey, guys. So, first show back, wouldn't have any higher expectations. We went in, we're like, we're a little rusty. It's going to be bad. You think, oh, we got a season under our belt. We're veterans.
You thought wrong.
You thought wrong. Just I'm gonna screw up all night.
All night.
All night.
All day.
All day and all night.
All night. Okay.
So I'm just gonna get the PSA out of the way now.
Oh yeah. Well, we also have to do two PSAs. Yeah. So let's start one.
Let's start. Yeah.
What do you got to talk about, Gigi? Vitamin G.
Today we're very much about the seasons, our summer, and the changing seasons, how we're dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're doing an autumn outdoor exercise.
Whoa.
PSA. So autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now's the perfect time to get outside and walk, run.
Yeah, it's not too hot.
Or ride a bike.
Ooh.
Use your feet to go places instead of your car that your parents wouldn't let you bring to college.
True.
Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
You can rent bikes at the library for free.
Yeah, or you can just walk.
Our good friend Holly told me that last year. Mm-hmm. She works there.
Yeah.
Go to Holly for your bikes.
Great girl.
What
are we feeling next?
I picked out a song that fits. Unless we wanted to talk for a little more, but no one wants to hear our voices, so nope. It's fine. So this song is called Changing of the Seasons, so it's fitting. It's a classic Two Doors Cinema Club. So hit the track. Is the aux on? No.
Seems to follow me.
Oh, nope. Here we go.
That was great.
Yeah, I thought it fit the mood.
Mm-hmm. So
let's talk about summer.
Yeah, tell us about your pool job.
So, at my job, I was a lifeguard and a pool operator, so...
Responsibilities.
Yeah, well, that's me. Super responsible. So, what I did was I was basically the manager on duty if our actual manager wasn't there. So, I got to tell people what to do. And I was in charge of all the chemicals
in
the pool.
I like that.
Yeah.
And chemicals. You know I love chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty exciting. I had to take a class to be approved. And it was a lot of chemistry. So thank God I took chemistry last year. So that's exciting. So I'm a certified lifeguard and a certified pool operator in Montgomery County, Maryland. So
wow.
If you're looking for an operator, I can be your girl.
I definitely know of some people looking.
You should give them...
We should network sometime.
LinkedIn. I don't have one yet. I should probably get on that.
Fall's a beautiful time
to take some pictures.
LinkedIn photos. Yeah, I saw some Facebook.
I did see that too.
An advertisement.
I saw a couple for a couple different universities. So.
Yeah.
So, get your LinkedIn pictures out.
Yeah, I don't have a LinkedIn.
Me neither. We should get... Let's do that.
I feel like people look at me and they're like, she's not going to have a job anytime soon.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us, you know?
It really does. So, want to get into the next song?
All right. Do you want to talk about your...
I thought we could talk about it after...
Let's do it next time. Okay, so, Gigi, would you like to introduce the song?
Yeah, this is Indian Summer by Jai Wolf. Jai Wolf, Unclear.
J-A-I... Wolf,
like
as in the animal.
Like chai latte. Wolf, as in the latte. Or Nat Wolf from Naked Brothers Band.
You know, it's spelled differently, but it's the same idea.
Yeah.
So, hit the track.
guys. So, in case you haven't figured it out,
I didn't figure it out.
Yeah, we're kind of switching from summery, cool songs to fall, more like cozy songs.
Yeah,
like, you know, the like dichotomy. We're like really deep with our music.
We really think it out.
Yeah, we care about our viewers. We want them to get involved with the music on an intellectual level, like we do.
Speaking of viewers, Shoutcast, which lets us know how many people are listening to us, is down right now. So
that means it's under maintenance, folks.
So
all 8 of you that are listening,
I'm guessing
I'm highballing it with 8 right now.
Let's go for a nice 6 people.
A nice 6 people. You guys aren't getting appreciated.
I know Holly's listening. Shout out to Holly.
That's one. I haven't told my parents about it.
I think my mom's listening. Hi, Mom.
That's
Charlie Fisher might be listening.
Might.
I'll text him.
But anyway, so for all of you out there listening.
Do you think Fallon's listening?
Nah, Fallon doesn't know. Anyway. Actually, she might. It doesn't matter. But yeah, to those of you who are listening, thanks for listening to our first
show. Thanks for tuning in.
We love our fans. Love our fans.
Just like we love our bigs.
We love our bigs.
That's a different story.
A different show. One in the past. Possibly one in the future.
We might get around two.
My
mom just texted me. I am listening. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Deal.
What up?
But, so yeah, this summer I was a camp counselor.
Camp counselor.
Just like in Wet Hot American Summer. Except not at all.
Except different.
I worked camps such as a soccer camp, duct tape camp, jewelry making camp.
Duct tape camp. Tell me more.
Basically, parents send their children to this camp for a whole week, like 8 hours a day, and all they do all day is make things out of duct tape. And
wow.
Yeah.
You ran that?
Yeah, I taught the kids.
Can you make me a duct tape wallet?
Oh my god, that's first project. Of course I can. I can make you a duct tape fox stuffed animal.
Wow.
Maybe a messenger bag? Do you want a messenger bag?
Yeah, definitely. Messenger bag.
It was an interesting time. I saw a girl cry because she couldn't unstick her bright green duct tape from the bright blue duct tape, and we were out of bright blue, and I was like, you gotta choose another color than bright blue, we're out, and she cried. I made a girl cry because we were out of bright blue duct tape. It really took an emotional toll on
me. How many campers did you make cry this summer?
I'd say I capped it at 3.
3?
Yeah. Only 3.
I don't think I made anyone cry this summer.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good there.
Sometimes you just gotta be strict. You gotta be like, no, Amber, you can't kick Yasir just because he...
Come on, Amber.
Yeah. Like, Amber, he took those goggles because they're his. You can't just steal his goggles and then kick him because he took the goggles. They're his.
They're his goggles. That's something we discussed at the pool a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of, that's his ball. Or no hard balls in the pool, that's a rule.
Oh, yeah. Like
no running on deck.
Like a basketball?
No basketballs. No volleyballs.
No volleyballs.
Yeah, because the issue was people, they would throw the volleyballs, and then people would get hit in the head, and then you just can't have that as a liability.
Yeah, I've took many a volleyball to the face in my day.
Yep.
Especially on my NHS high school volleyball team.
You weren't? No, you weren't.
No, it was like a fundraiser thing. My team was SMA, Set My Ace.
Nice.
We did terribly.
Well,
you can't win them all.
You really can't. So,
what's the next song coming for us?
We just did a summer.
So, viewers,
hi Charlie.
In.
Charlie's listening now.
Call in. What are we gonna?
I don't know
next?
If our phone is working. No. It says unavailable. So just text us.
I'm getting a call now. It's Obama. He guessed winter song.
Fall song. Autumn.
Obama. It's an autumn song.
It's an autumn song. So,
let's hit the track.
You know, it's getting a little cooler. It's sweater weather right now. So, let's hit the track.
All I am. race. The minute that my left hand meets your waist, and then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah. These hearts adore everyone the other beats hardest for. Inside this place is warm, outside is ice to pour. Coming down, one love to mouse, one love, one house. No shirt, no blouse, just us, you find out. Nothing that we don't wanna tell you about, no, no, no. Cause it's too cold for you here and now, so let me hold both your hands in the holes. Cause it's too cold for you here and now, so let me hold both your hands in the holes of my sweater.
We're back.
Quick shout out to Hannah Malik for listening.
Hey.
And Charlie, of course.
Yeah.
And all our other listeners. But Hannah texted me and she's like, hey, I'm listening. So everyone also just take a quick prayer for Hannah. Nothing's wrong with her, but she just had a rough few days. One day. One night.
One night.
Nah, who's to say? So anyway, we also have to another quick PSA to run by. So WMFO could always use
Tufts
some
Freeform Radio.
Yeah. So if you ever just have like a couple extra dollars, just float them on towards
some free change.
WMFO.org. There's a little donate button on the thing.
Yeah, you just WMFO. It says listen in or donate. So
you can both listen in and donate. Sorry.
We're hungry. So let's talk about summer.
Yeah. So we're a couple of working class American girls.
Blue collar gals.
In the summer. But what's wet and hot about it? Well, we're not from the New England area. I'm from Pennsylvania, and Emily's even further south. We're talking below the Mason-Dixon line. She's from Bethesda, Maryland.
Kensington. Maryland.
Maryland.
Kensington.
They don't know where that is.
I do.
You're relevant.
Okay. So, but, anyway.
Yeah, so it's hot where we're from.
So, basically, the wet and hot part of the wet, hot American summer, it's sweat.
Sweat.
We sweat so much.
I was hashtag blessed to, our camp just got dry fit shirts. So those really did wonders with, hiding the sweat.
You love to see that.
But, also on humid days, just really trapped the sweat in.
And you hate to see that.
I find the worst parts of my days were actually inside.
Oh.
When it was pool time, because the pool...
Pool is so humid.
Indoor pool, and all the kids got to swim and cool down. And even though the counselors were allowed to swim with them, You don't want to get in a grubby pool with 100 other snotty 7 to 9 year olds
peeing.
Climbing and peeing all over you.
Yo, I know about the pee in the pool, man.
Yeah.
That's what we had to deal with at the pool. The pee in the pool.
I can only imagine other things what that in the pool. The chemicals for the pool.
Yeah, you just gotta amp up the chlorine immediately if you know anything about that.
Yeah.
So basically my sweat chronicles of the summer is I was constantly deciding if the water that was on my body was pool water or sweat. Because you never knew. It was always both. Whenever I got sweaty, I jumped in the pool, and then the pool water kind of dried off, and then I got sweaty more, and then it was just like a constant cycle. Is it pool water or is it sweat? You never know. And the actual pool water, it was a lot of sweat too, you know? So yeah. It's an issue.
It's a brain teaser.
Yeah, it's...
Especially when the sun's being down on you, who can find the answer there?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who's to say?
Who is to say? Not I.
Not I.
So
we have a special request from one of our viewers, Charlie.
Our biggest fan.
Longtime friend of mine.
Longtime fan. Longtime listener.
Longtime fan.
Just long time.
Right there from the get-go.
So he requested, as a summer song, The Ocean by Mike Perry.
Great song.
So, hit the track.
You can be my guiding light. Keep me company in the night. That's all I need. All I want is for you to stay a little longer now, with arms around me like a border, like the air I breathe. I let you in, keep me warm underneath my skin. 'Cause I'm giving in to your touch. I can never get enough. Diving deep into the ocean.
It should be on.
I know. I'm trying to. Oh yeah, I brought the mic down so I could kick.
She's reclining right now.
Reclining in the chair. Just your laid back radio host.
We're not like those regular radio hosts.
We're cool.
We're chill.
Yeah. So we're just chilling in the studio, thinking about how time flies.
Yeah.
How quickly summer went. How we're already a month.
Month in. We realized that today. College. It's crazy.
It's already cold out. I broke out the mom jacket. The mom jacket's already been broken out. It's like 48 degrees outside.
It's barely. It's like 55 maybe.
I'm gonna try
48 now, but it's the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. I said it's like 48 degrees outside.
For context, the mom jacket is her knee-length puffy coat, winter coat.
It's 50 degrees outside. That's cold.
That's cold.
And we're already 40 minutes into the show.
It's crazy how time flies.
Yeah. It's amazing, really. What even is time? It's so relative.
Please stop. I don't like that.
Late night thoughts with vitamin G.
With your local thoughts.
With your local thoughts. Classic.
But, classic witty banter.
Witty banter. We are, a recent poll went out. We're probably the two wittiest girls in the world.
Yeah. I'm not really sure where that poll came from.
It was CNN.
Oh.
Yeah.
Respectful source.
Yeah. Super respectful. But,
if you can't already tell, we kind of ran out of things to talk about.
Yeah, we're
about
also
the
super
summer.
Tired.
Yeah. Long weekend.
Long weekend.
Long week ahead.
Real long.
We just wish time would go faster.
Yeah. Just right to the next weekend. Maybe like a nice, chill Friday night.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a nice, relaxing Friday night?
Not I.
You don't like?
No, I do.
You don't not not.
I like don't it. Not like it. Okay, so moving on
to our next fall song.
It's a classic hit for young and old.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
September. Happy fall, y'all.
Gotta love it.
While chasing the clouds.
So we're going to tell you some little...
We're going to have story time.
Story time. Would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, so we're going to... We each have a story, a weird story that happened over the summer. So, at my pool, we were working one day, and a lot of people were complaining about the smell. And then you would walk over to an area, and you'd smell something. It was gross. It was disgusting. Terrible smell. You never want to smell it. Everyone was like, Emily, is there an issue with the chemicals? I went down to the pump rooms, both pump rooms and the baby pool pump room. Everything was looking great. I was like, what's the smell? There's no acid spills, nothing crazy, but there's a smell. And what happened was people went to go explore, went to find the smell. Charlie Fisher, longtime listener, longtime fan, he went to explore. I was not at work this day, but I heard many stories. What they found was a dead deer on the other side of the fence on the
Ooh,
pool.
Plot twist.
Yeah, right by the train tracks. There's train tracks right by my pool, by the way.
As there should be.
Train tracks also are very cozy in the fall, you know. Mm. I feel like edgy train track, you know. Yeah, you know the aesthetic. Anyway, so there's this dead deer. So then they have to bury it. And then it's buried. And then they put down the stuff to make it smell better. And it's all good. And then the smell comes back. Everyone's like, it's the deer again. And so then they buried again. And then they put more smell stuff down. And no one really thinks about it. And then Charlie, before he goes away to school, because he left pretty early, he went to go find the deer. And he couldn't find it. There was no more deer. Nothing was left. So it's freaky.
Murder mystery at the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an American Horror Story, you might say.
Yeah, season
6. Season 69. Got him.
You go.
Okay, Gigi. She's got a story.
So mine's a little less mysterious. A little short and to the point. So I've got many camps. Worked with a lot of I had a lot of repeat kids, but I worked with a lot of different kids. I usually did ages 5 to 6 or 7 to 9. But the 7 to 9 group was always, they were always a rowdy bunch. And
the pre-teens.
Yeah, like I'm...
One might say children.
Yeah, definitely children. Tykes, maybe.
Ooh.
And they were... 7 to 9, the thing about 7 to 9 is they're less cute. They're still cute, but like when you see the 5 to 6, you're like, oh, you're adorable. And you can't do anything. And
tiny humans.
They just listen to everything you say. And 7 to 9, they start to get curious, rebellious. And they're just like, they want
to... They start to ignore.
They want to start figuring out what's going on in the world around them. And this one girl was just like... Everyone was getting changed in the locker room. And I just have to like make sure like no one like gets caught in a locker or like hides in the locker before swim time. Because kids used to hide in lockers and then we'd lose them. So we had to watch them. And I noticed this one girl was just like looking around at the other girls like getting dressed and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, whatever. She's just like curious, like bored. I don't even know. But I just wander him. And so I thought nothing of it. But then at the end of the week, she just like turns around and just like looks. She just stopped making eye contact with me and just like stares at my boobs for like a good like minute.
Ooh.
Without saying anything. And I was just like waving my hands in front of her, but like I was also talking to like a million other children, so I was like, whatever, like this is going on, this is a separate event, I also have to take care of like these 10 other kids. But then she really got my attention when she just took a handful.
Whoa.
And it was like the second to last week of camp, and I literally just smacked her hand away off my chest, and I was like, none of that. Turned her, pushed her away, and continued on with my day. Because I was like, this is just something that happens now. I just get, like, felt up by 7-year-old girls.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you could say I dealt with sexual harassment in the workplace.
Wow. That's a bold accusation.
Fighting through it.
So now you heard our fun stories of the summer.
Super fun.
interesting interaction.
Dead deer and being
and
felt
a good,
up
good
by a tyke.
Yeah. Nothing better. Nothing better. Can't ask for anything more. Now we're going to hit up a classic song. I didn't know it was by Sheryl Crow until you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
So here we go. It's probably our last summer song. A classic hit. Soak up the sun.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Hit the track.
Hit the track.
Wow. So we're getting to the end of our show. Your mic should be on. It's on.
Okay. So, again, everyone, thank you for listening.
Tuning
this
into
is So Fresh,
Fresh
So
Fine
with
C139. We live in Carm now.
Yeah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford's Tufts Freeform
Radio. Cool.
Yeah.
So, if you have any suggestions for show themes, let us know.
Slide into our DMs.
HMU.
We love a good slide.
Yep.
And we'll be back next
week.
We'll
definitely be back. We'll see. We don't know the theme yet.
We don't know the themes. We won't know the theme until maybe 4 hours before.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably four.
Definitely a spur of the moment kind of thing.
Maybe optimistic 6 hours before. We'll see.
We like to live on the edge.
So yeah, thanks to all our listeners. Can we see if we know how many? No, we still don't know how many people are listening. So let's see, how many do you think we got now?
I just went to bed, so I'm
optimistic 7.
I'm going 5.
Okay, so great crowd we got.
Great crowd.
Love our fans.
Love the fans. I'd do it for the fans. And we're going to play us out with a classic.
A little teen angst.
A little teen angst. And just some good old-fashioned, just good music.
Right. Classic, good feel-good songs.
Play us out, real deal. Play us out.
Hit the track. I can already feel the angst.
Yeah.
All right, bye, friends.
Bye.
See you later.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.